Overcrowding at the Mater University Hospital emergency department in Dublin has eased today, with 30 patients reported to be waiting for admission to a bed. According to the Nurses and Midwives Organisation, at one point last night there were more than 100 patients in the emergency department, with one patient waiting more than 68 hours for a bed. The hospital has said it's experiencing the highest level of attendance at the department in the last 3 years. The INMO is calling on the HSE's Emergency Task Force to convene urgently to discuss the overcrowding problem. The union's Assistant Director of Industrial Relations, Maeve Breheny, joins us now. Thank you for taking our call this afternoon. This is not the time of year, Maeve Breheny, when one expects to hear these accounts of large numbers of people in emergency departments waiting for admission. Why are we seeing it now as we come towards the end of May, do you think?
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, no, this is exactly the wrong time. Normally we would see things being quiet at the moment, but there are massive presentations to the ED, which is of huge concern. And the waiting times are very concerning. And as you said, there was one patient that was 68 hours waiting on a bed. The nurses are totally burnt out. They can't continue to work in these conditions. This is when we're supposed to be hopefully coming to the other side of COVID. We can't go back to the bad old days of overcrowding. Retention of nurses within our system has to be paramount. And we have to consider the Mater not just as a place of care for patients, but also as a workplace for our members. And they deserve to know that their concerns around this issue are being taken seriously by hospital management, and that safe staffing is a priority.
What is the situation in relation to staffing and staff numbers? You know, given the pressures that they're under, given, of course, you know, everything that you've come through over the last number of years, and what's the picture on the ground with staff and staff availability?
There are certainly challenges. Just even from a COVID perspective, I'd say there are no COVID absences at the moment, but there are staff challenges on recruitment and retention. And key to retention is having a safe place of work and people feeling that they can come to work, and that management have their back, I suppose, and that there is a safe staffing mix for them when they come into work. So if that's not resolved, that will only compound the retention problems that the ED and other parts of the hospital are currently experiencing.
Your call for the emergency task force to get involved in this, what would they be able to bring to the situation, do you think?
Well, because this isn't limited to the Mater Hospital, you know, in response to us seeking management action, they have said that they can't go off call, that there are other hospitals in the area which are in the same or similar positions. So that speaks to why our position is that the task force needs to be reinstated, because a medium and long-term plan has to be established on a hospital-by-hospital basis that does not allow this type of overcrowding to continue right across the HSE.
All right. Maeve Breheny from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, thank you for that. Just to say, we did have a statement from the Mater Hospital. They're experiencing a 20% higher level of attendances in this month of May. 8,500 patients will be seen in their ED department during the month of May, and well ahead of the numbers prior to the pandemic. They apologise for any delay that their patients are currently experiencing.